Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I've got a special guest for you. This gentleman that I'm about to bring on is one of the sweetest, most humble guys that I've run into in the fitness health vegan world. He's an absolute example of health and fitness, and he's going to help you get some incredible tips on how to build a lot of muscle mass in a short period of time and how to get incredibly lean, cut, and ripped on a vegan diet. He is a two-time bodybuilding champion as a vegan, 100% vegan. He is an ACE-certified personal trainer, and he is the owner of Body Fusion Fitness, the only plant-based fitness studio as of this recording in the Phoenix area. He is the founder and creator of the websites fitnessbywill.com and bodyfusion.com, fusion with a Z. From Gilbert, Arizona, I would love to welcome IFPA Pro, Mr. Will Tucker. Will, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful, Thomas. How are you?
Fantastic. I mean, it is a beautiful, overcast day in hot Austin, Texas. It's over 100 degrees over here, and I know it's got to be pretty hot. It's got to be at least 100 degrees over there where you are in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Temperatures are in the low hundreds, but it's a dry heat, as they say.
It's a dry heat. I love that.
Right.
But you know what? When you're working out in that dry heat, I'm sure that you really get a good sweat going.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I love it here. And the heat doesn't really bother me. I tend to still do my hiking as well as other outdoor activities, and you know, I just try to take it easy and not overdo it, not overexert myself.
Well, when I introduced you, I kind of got hung up on how many times you've won first place, because when I'm reading your intro for yourself, it's because not only did you win first place in two different contests, but you also won the overall master's
category.
That is
correct,
Tom. I mean, the one thing I tell people, Will, you're over 40 years old.
That is correct. I am.
And you won these contests at an age of over 40 years old, which is really impressive, because I know a lot of 40 plusers that believe that you just can't get in shape anymore, and you know, getting lean and getting muscular just really is out of the it's not on the table for people. But you're just proving that that's completely wrong. I love that.
Yeah, that's completely false. I actually won my first overall title at the age of 41, a week after my 41st birthday, actually.
Wow. Dude, that must have been some celebration you had.
Yeah, it was, actually. That went hand in hand from all the, you know, intense training and, you know, dedication that it takes. So I couldn't actually relax too much on my birthday because I had one more week to the finish line. But once it was over, said and done, and had that championship trophy, oh, it was a party.
Well, I mean, here's what I got to point out. So, you know, I almost said three. I actually almost said four time. But what it was, you won two contests, and you won first place in this one, this OCB Arizona Open that you competed in 2011. You won first place in the they call it the short class, and you also won first place in the Masters category, which is anybody competing at between the ages of 40 and 49. And then what you just did, and I was there to see you this past weekend, which was incredible, over here at the Austin Naturally Fit Super Show. You placed first place in the Masters division, and you were first place Masters overall champion, because there's more divisions than just 40 to 49. And you were up against some stiff competition, but you still beat them. And what I love about it is you beat them as a vegan. And I talked to the guy that you beat afterwards. He's not a vegan. He is so not a vegan. In fact, I was sitting with his wife. You know, he's a total meat eater, and he's been for years. And you wipe the floor with them.
Absolutely. Plant-based nutrition is the way to go. There's a lot of misconceptions out that you need to consume animal products in order to build lean muscle or acquire a certain aesthetic look that's acceptable in the bodybuilding world. But as you said, and I've demonstrated time after time, along with my other plant-built team members, we shattered that myth, and we stepped up there and took care of business and hopefully opened some eyes and can, you know, educate some people on other ways to build a body of their dreams without consuming animal products.
Well, I'm talking to you, who not you, Will, but the listener right now. You're listening to this episode. What I want you to do is, as we're talking about this, and as I'm talking to Will, check him out so you can see exactly who I'm talking about. So make sure you go to the veganbodyrevolution.com page and search for the post of this so you can see how freaking ripped and shredded this guy is. Will is really shredded, and he's massive. And what I want to point out to the audience, and I want to talk to you about, Will, is you've got – there are two body parts on you that really stand out to me. Number one, you've got some of the biggest pecs. For a guy your height, you've got some of the biggest freaking pecs I've ever seen. I mean, nobody would ever think, damn, those are vegan pecs. I mean, they're like when Will flexes, they blow up like balloons. I mean, you went up against a guy that was literally twice your height. I mean, he's giant, and you still had bigger freaking pecs than he did. And the second thing are your arms, dude. Holy crap. Dude, I mean, you know, I saw you on the elevator leaving the show, and you know, you're wearing this baggy t-shirt, and it's very hard to see how fit you are underneath that. But when I saw your arms on stage, I realized, I mean, it was like you're wearing an extra large shirt when, you know, typically a guy your height would be wearing like a small or medium, and you're wearing this like extra large looking shirt. I just realized after I saw you on stage that your arm literally filled the entire sleeve of that shirt. There was nothing overhanging at all. So
yeah, I've heard that in the past, you know, especially the part about the chest.
Are you like a genetic freak, or do you have some secrets that you can share with my audience about how you built such massive pecs and arms?
Well, Thomas, it takes dedication and consistency. If there's nothing else to it, I do a variety of strength training exercises, especially on my chest, and I get tons of compliments on my chest. And like you said, I tend to wear baggier shirts as to not advertise it, so to speak. But doing chest exercises, I usually make sure I do a variety of exercises from different angles, which accentuate the lower half of the pec region as well as the upper half. Hmm. There's a lot of incline work involved, using cables, dumbbells, of course, the old traditional bench press, and a combination of things, hitting it from every angle possible to really get it to pop.
Well, let me just get this out on the table, all right? And be completely 100% honest with me. Have you always found it easy to have big arms and a big chest? Or is that something you really worked your butt off for more than any other body part that you've developed on your body?
I had to work my butt off. As a kid and teenager, I was extremely, like, stick skinny. So, it comes with training, years of training, just being consistent, being disciplined, no matter what it takes, having that attitude when you go in the gym, go get the work in, of course, proper nutrition, which is huge, which is maybe 80% of it, and the workouts are just a perfect complement for the nutrition part.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know a lot of guys, and even the guys that you went up against on stage, and you can definitely say that they're consistent. But I guess you're going to help us define what your version of consistent means. But there's guys that work out on a weekly basis. There's guys that are so dedicated that they don't miss. And they're spot on with their nutrition, but they just don't develop the same amount of mass in your arms. I mean, your arms are sick, bro. I mean, really. You can see the origin insertions just as clearly as you can see the muscle bellies. And your biceps, your triceps, they make these massive arms on you, and your pecs just – dude, when you flex them, they just balloon up. And, you know, what's different about how you train or how you do that gives you that effect versus, you know, all the other guys working their butts off trying to get the same thing but just can't?
Well, thank you, Thomas. First, let me say that. And it has to be attributed to nutrition more than anything. And I think the plant-based nutrition is really what separates me from most. Like you said, other guys are working just as hard. They're just as dedicated to the craft. However, the fact that every food that I typically put in my mouth, which is nutrient-dense, plant-based nutrition, that has to be the key.
So are you saying, so you didn't have as big of a chest and arms before you were vegan?
I will tell you this. Now, back in my college days, there were a couple local campus-wide bodybuilding shows back in 2000, 2001, and at that point I was still consuming animal products, dairy, and I was just a he's kind of lean, you know, smaller guy. But then as I stepped on stage and started acquiring victories, like from back in 2011, example, that was since I've been plant-based. So that has to be the secret. And there were a couple other competitions I did prior to 2011 and in between the college years where I was just kind of a mediocre competitor. You know, he's lean but doesn't possess that edge. And since I've been plant-based, I've been getting remarks like you just stated about my chest and arms.
Oh, dude. Well, Robert Cheek was sitting in the front row, and Robert was just like freaking having an orgasm looking at your chest. He's like, oh, my God, look at those pecs. I mean, out loud while you're doing your routine. You know, everybody else is silent, and then Robert's like, oh, those pecs. You know, it was pretty cool to watch. And so nobody
I think actually heard him.
Right, of course. I wouldn't be surprised. I love Robert. I love him so much. And so, okay, well, here's what I want you to do. Today, in a moment, I want you to break down what your training routine is that that you use to get yourself in the shape that you're in and the nutrition strategy. I mean, breaking it down meal by meal, what you're eating to get yourself in this kind of shape. But before we do, I want to find out why did you – first of all, how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan for 2.5 years now, Thomas.
2.5 years. All right. And yes. Why did you become vegan?
Well, for me, it kind of happened in phases. Back in the early 90s, I think it was 1991, I cut out all pork at that point. And around 2000, 9 years later, I stopped eating red meat pretty much. Occasionally, I would have a burger or a steak, maybe if at a barbecue or something. But the big moment came in 2006.
Well, why were you cutting those things out?
You know, the one back in 91 was something I read about pork in a book and how it reacts with the, I guess, stomach acid or, you know, in the digestive process. And I didn't like what I read. You know, after doing some research, I found it to be true. So I decided I could live without that in my life, definitely.
Okay, and the red meat. So you read that pork was bad, so you're like, let's get this out of my diet?
Correct.
Okay. And then the red meat?
Around 2000, it was just kind of the way it made me feel. You know, I always had more of a sluggish feeling after consuming red meat, and it would linger on, you know, for weeks at a time. And, you know, if you're consistently consuming it, and, of course, that feeling is just going to last and last. And I just kind of, I guess, brainstormed or drew my own conclusion that, okay, maybe I need to eliminate this. And since I did, and it was more of a very rare occasion, I did feel better. So I guess it was kind of a self-diagnosis.
Interesting. Interesting. So you suspected something was up with consuming the red meat based on how you felt. And then when you stopped eating it, you felt noticeably better. And you just put the two and two together and said, all right, well, let's get rid of that too because it's not working for me.
Correct. But I think the big moment happened in 2006. I'm originally from the St. Louis area before I located to Phoenix. And when I got here, I was with a group of friends, and we had a Thanksgiving dinner. Long story short, it was a traditional meat and all trimmings. And I took all these leftovers home from the gathering, and I went home and was flipping through channels on the television, and I saw a National Geographic special about animals being born. And from that point, I threw all the meat I had out in my house, and that's when I first converted to vegetarian. It was something about that infomercial or documentary, rather, that really touched my soul as far as life, you know, animal life. And that just changed everything for me at that moment.
So you watched a documentary on Nat Geo that just had what? Image after image of different animals giving birth?
That's correct. And at that point, I have not consumed flesh from that point forward.
That was back in 2006?
That's correct.
2006. Wait, but you said you were vegan for 2.5 years. Oh, were you doing like dairy and stuff like that?
I was still consuming cheese and occasionally eggs.
So no more meat.
So 2.5 years ago, those last things went away.
So you went completely meat-free in 2006 after watching the birthing videos of those animals.
That's correct. No fish, no meat, nothing flesh.
What was that about? How did that, I mean, you know, that's interesting. I mean, did you not think about that before, or what was it about the video that was so compelling for you to stop eating meat?
It was just so real. I mean, I consider, of course, witnessing the birth of my own son and, you know, just life. It's something just really touched my soul about life, and it made me, I guess, more compassionate and more, I guess, learn to place a higher value on the life of animals.
You have a son?
I do.
You have any other kids?
No, just one.
Oh, are you married?
No, I'm a single guy. Long story there.
Okay, well, no worry. We won't have to get into it. Interesting. Well, the only reason I bring that up is because, you know, I've got my second child, my second little boy now. He's about 7 months old. And then before that, and then I've got a four-year-old too. And gosh, you know, I never really thought of it that way, of having the experience of watching my sons get born and relating that to animals until after I became vegan. Now it's like, oh my God, I connect the two. I see them as complete. I see the mommy and the daddy, and then I see the love for the son or the daughter. So you had that same experience. Now, how long did you have your son before, I guess, 2006?
Well, my son was born in 1998, so that was 8 years.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, so here we go. So we're off meat. Now, does that include fish too? You're off. You stopped eating fish as well?
That's correct.
Wow. All right. So no flesh whatsoever. Okay, great. Then let's talk about when you got rid of the dairy, the cheese, eggs, milk.
Well, I never really was a big milk drinker. I've pretty much been doing almond milk or soy, even rice milk, different varieties like that. But cheese, I would say, was my one weakness. And occasionally I would do eggs. So those are the only things I really had to eliminate to convert to total vegan. And they weren't as hard to give up as I thought, looking back on it.
Why did you decide to give those up?
You know, I was so close to being vegan anyway. It was just like, just go for it. I mean, relating back to the 2006 Nat Geo experience, it was just part of the whole process. I mean, I guess seeing it, you know, that kind of stuck out of my mind from what I saw back in 2006, where I stopped consuming any type of actual flesh. And I just decided to go for it. You know, I wanted to be vegan. I felt better after giving up the red meat. And of course, I gave up pork long before that, as I said earlier. I think it was just meant for it to happen that way in phases, you know, as opposed to dropping everything at once. And I think that complimented me, and it's given me the consistency to continue to be vegan and will be until my time is up here on Earth.
Well, at some point you said, I want to be vegan, even though you weren't vegan yet. You said, I want to be vegan, I'm just not there yet.
Correct. Yeah, after giving up all the meats in 2006, it was kind of in the back of my mind that I wanted to go ahead and do it. But like I said, the cheese and the eggs kind of hung out there for a few more years, and they eventually made their way out of my life, so to speak. And, you know, been plant-based ever since, the last 2.5 years.
So let me see if I can trace this back then. So when you first started giving up the pork and the meat, you did those more for health reasons, I'm guessing, for anything else, right? Because you mentioned you read that pork had a negative effect on your health, and then with the red meat, you could feel the negative effect on your health with the red meat, so you gave those up after that.
That's correct.
And then correct. You had this beautiful experience of just feeling more connected to the animals when you saw the National Geographic birthing videos, and I'm guessing at that point you went ethical.
Correct. Yeah, it was a deeper reasoning as opposed to just health. It struck me, like I said, it really touched my soul. It was more of a moral or ethical type decision. It was like, I guess I just literally asked myself, why are you doing this? Why are you being a part of this? As opposed to
got it.
Living,
so
I guess, in a more wholesome way.
Well, last question on this topic then. So when you were watching that video, did you also become aware of what was going on with the dairy industry and how all the torture and the suffering that happens with the dairy cows and the chickens that lay the eggs?
You know, I was aware of it, but I guess like a majority of people out there, you kind of turn a blind eye to it. But at that moment, I guess it all made sense.
Mm.
And I stopped with the flesh. And like I said, a few years later, eventually got the eggs and cheese out of there. But it just really, it was a life-changing experience. Something about that documentary really touched my soul.
All right, so from that day, so what you can definitely say is you're like, I'm definitely not eating meat. That's for sure. No animal flesh. And you said to yourself, okay, I've got to get myself off of the cheese at some point and the eggs. I got to get myself off of there, but I'm not ready yet. And then eventually you did.
Correct. That's how it went.
Yep. All right. Well, that's I asked that question because everybody's story is I'm not going to say a little bit different. It's actually very different, and I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by the motivations and the experience as somebody goes from being introduced to the vegan concept to becoming fully vegan. I mean, with me, I was more tricked into it from my wife. She knew how to. My wife's a psychiatrist. She knows how to trick me. so she used my ego I guess at first I could say she used my ego against me, but it was eventually to my benefit. And I took her up on a challenge. But then for me, it was after on the fourth day, without having a video. Well, I had watched lots and lots of documentaries and things like that beforehand, and I did not have a single place in my heart for any of the animals or the planet until after 4 days of being vegan. It was almost like all of that got out of my system, and I felt so guilty for every last ounce of meat that I ever ate and every last ounce of milk and cheese that I ever drank and consumed that I just my heart ached so bad that I said, no matter what happens to my body, I'm never going back to eating another animal product again. I can't participate in this anymore. So for me, it was just instantaneous. It was on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. Yeah,
right.
Everybody has an interesting story that, you know, converted over to veganism. Or some people, you know, I do know a couple people that have actually been that way since birth. So, but everybody's got a story, one form or another.
So what I'm going to do now is I am going to let's transition over to your workout program and your nutrition program. Actually, let's start with the nutrition. No, we're going to actually wrap it up right there. I hope you enjoyed this part of the interview so far. Will is really an amazing guy. Now, I'm not going to just leave you hanging. In the very next episode, I promise you, we are going to be going through meal by meal exactly what Will eats and how much he eats to be able to achieve the body that he's been able to achieve that has won him his last two victories. So stay tuned for that. And speaking of muscle, if you haven't already, make sure that you download your free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com and get it right away. Also, join the conversation that's already going on at Facebook. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Post your comments. We want to hear from you. And if you enjoyed the show so far, please do us a huge favor and write a review and rate us on iTunes. It helps us get higher on the ranks and get noticed by more listeners. And it helps us push our message that you can get your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet, and you don't need any animal products to do it. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Again, I am your host, Thomas Tadlock, from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.